you guys. Hey, so, what do you think?
About what?
What?
Yeah, what?
Are you kidding?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint.
Eyes.
No.
Your eyes.
No.
Chandler's eyes.
I got glasses.
You always had glasses.
No, I didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, didn't you used to have a pair? They were really round and burgundy, and they made you look kind of,
feminine.
Yes.
No.
Sweetie, I think the glasses look great. They make you look really sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't think I used to wear glasses, right?
Of course.
Engagement present.
That's okay, Peeps. We're not having a party or anything, so you don't have to get us.
Someone wants to give us a present. We don't want to deprive them of that joy.
Oh, you know what you should get them? One of those little portable CD players.
Oh, I already have one.
Not unless someone borrowed it and left it at the gynecologist. Yeah, and by someone, she means Joey.
Hey, I know what I want.
What we want, honey.
No, you don't want this. Now, I want to have your grandmother's cookie recipe.
You mean the chocolate chip cookie recipe?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You mean the one that my grandmother made me swear on her deathbed that I would never let out of our family?
Dying people say the craziest things.
I've wanted it for years. I was going to make cookies for my children.
Break my heart.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm going to be the mom who makes the world's best chocolate chip cookies.
Our kids are going to be fat, aren't they?
Ahoy!
Hey, how's the boat?
Great. I'm really getting into the sailing stuff.
Oh, so you finally took it out of the marina, huh?
Why would I do that? It took three guys to get the thing in there.
If you don't sail your boat, what do you do on it?
That's great. It's a great place to just kind of sit, hang around, drink a few beers, eat some chips.
Well, it's good that you finally have a place to do that.
You know, Joey, I could teach you to sail if you want.
You could?
Yeah, I've been sailing my whole life. When I was 15, my dad bought me my own boat.
Your own boat?
What? He was trying to cheer me up. My pony was sick.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Nothing, I just like to go like this.
Hey, Chandler, what are you doing tonight?
Why? Do you have a lecture?
No, why?
Then free as a bird. What's up?
My dad wants to know if you want to play racquetball with us.
Wow, that's great. Dad must really like you. He doesn't ask just anyone to play.
Yeah, and he didn't really ask for you. He asked for Chauncey. I assumed he meant you.
Well, did you correct him?
No, I thought it would be more fun this way.
So cool. Maybe this is something you could do every week.
Yeah, or you could sit with him on the front porch and make sure no one steals the trash cans. He does that every week, too.
Oh, just so you know, you have to let him win. He hates to lose.
Oh, no problem. Maybe I'll play with my left hand.
You're not a lefty?
Does anybody know me?
What's wrong, Phoebe? I just went to my old apartment to get you the cookie recipe, and that stupid fire burned it up.
No! Why didn't you make a copy and keep it in a fireproof box and keep it at least 100 yards away from the original?
Because I'm normal. That was the one legacy my grandmother left me. And I know you wanted it as an engagement present.
We have to get you an engagement present?
Don't worry about it, Phoebe.
No one got me an engagement present.
Okay, here. I don't have the recipe, but here. I wish you health and happiness.
An old cookie?
This is what happens when you don't register for gifts.
No, I made a batch and I froze it, and this is the only one left.
We can't accept this.
Why not?
Because it's gross.
No, wait, I think I can figure out the recipe from this cookie. I do stuff like this at work all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
Oh, yay!
Okay, Ross, we owe you a present.
Two! I've been engaged twice.
Look at this clown. Just because he got a bigger boat, he thinks he can take up the whole river. Get out of the way, jackass! Who names their boat Coast Guard, anyway?
That is the Coast Guard.
What are they doing out here? Coast is all the way over there.
Joey, just ignore the boats, all right? We're not finished with our lesson yet.
All right.
Okay, I'm just going to go over the basic points one more time. Are you ready?
Come on, Rach. Not again. I got it, okay? Let's start sailing. And I want to go over there where that boatload of girls is. Yo!
Oh, okay. Is that what you want to do? You want to go over and give a little shout-out to the old hot chicas, huh? Okay. Let's do that, Sailor Joe. Quick question, though. What's this called?
Boat rope.
Wrong. How do you get the mainsail up?
Rub it.
No. What do you do if I say we are coming about?
I'd say, come again? No, I know this one.
Time's up. Now you're dead.
And deaf.
Okay, you just don't want to make your little jokey jokes, but if you do not know what you are doing out at sea, you will die at sea. Am I getting through to you, sailor?
Yes.
Don't just say yes. This isn't a game. Joe, you could really get hurt out here. Okay, so do you want to pay attention or do you want to die?
I want to make a ship to shore call to Chandler.
I definitely taste nutmeg.
You do?
You don't? Well, that's the difference between a professional and a layman.
That and arrogance.
Hey.
Hey, how's sailing?
I don't want to talk about it. No, you could at least save me a whole cookie.
No, 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 no!
Women are mean!
That. Now the only thing that's left of my grandmother's legacy is this crumb. I wish you a long and happy marriage.
Hey.
Hey, how was it?
Well, I had a great time. Chauncey, on the other hand...
I will tell the story. It was going great. I let him win. We were bonding. He even said that I could call him Dad.
And what did he ask you not to call him?
Daddy. All right, look, here's the story. Well, we had just finished playing racquetball, and we were going to take a steam. I walk into the steam room, and it's really steamy. So I take off my glasses, and that's when it happened.
Guys?
Over here. Have a seat, son.
Chandler, I can't believe it.
I know.
You gave my father a lap dance.
Why do they put so much steam in there?
Because otherwise they'd have to call it the room.
Why, okay, why? Why did that have to happen?
Come on, it's not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal. There was touching of things.
I know you wanted to bond with my dad, but did you really have to bond to that part?
The Listen, I'm sure that Dad doesn't care. He probably thought this was really funny. He'll be telling the story for years.
I don't want him to tell this story for years.
Oh, but he will. He still tells the story about how Monica tried to escape from fat camp.
I wasn't escaping.
Then how'd you get caught in the barbed wire?
I was trying to help out a squirrel.
You were trying to eat it.
If that is your father calling to tell this story, then the marriage is off.
Come on. Hello? I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. Okay, I'll call you later, Dad. I love you.
All right, I'm off to see your dad.
Whoa, whoa. Aren't you a little overdressed?
Yeah, and you better make sure he tips you this time.
Look, I figured I would try to convince him not to tell the story anymore, and I figured the best way to do that was face to face. And by face, I don't mean his lap. And by face, I don't mean my ass.
Hey, are you getting Monica and Chandler an engagement present?
I don't know. You know, they didn't get us anything.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, hello.
So when are we getting back out on the water, matey?
Well, I don't know the boat way to say this, but never.
Why not?
Because you're mean on the boat.
Well, I was just trying to teach you.
Well, lesson learned. Rachel is mean.
Yep. I remember when she took me out on her dad's boat, she wouldn't let me help out at all.
Oh, excuse me, I wanted you to help, but you couldn't move your arms because you were wearing 3 life jackets.
You have to respect the sea.
Look, keep going. I'm sorry if you thought that was mean, but I gotta tell you something. That was not mean. Okay, my father is mean. He used to yell at me all the time on the boat. I mean, it was horrible. I was just being a really good teacher.
Does a good teacher say put down the beer, Pinhead?
Well, does a good student drink 7 beers during his first lesson?
6.5. You knocked that last one out of my hand, remember?
Yeah, I didn't want you to get hit by the boom.
Well, it hit me anyway. And it would have hurt a lot less if I'd have finished that last beer.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry. I will try to tone it down and stop yelling.
You won't boss me around anymore?
I won't boss you around.
And you'll be nice?
And I'll be nice.
And you'll be topless?
Joey!
You want me to learn?
Okay, here's batch 22. Oh, maybe these will taste like your grandmother's. This has a little bit of orange peel, but no nutmeg.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Well, I've not made this many cookies since I was in the 9th grade.
What was that for, like a bake sale?
No, just a Friday night.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, but not as good as batch 17.
Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
The ones we had right after you almost threw up.
Oh, yeah, batch 17 was good. I did not like batch 16. I'm okay.
Are there any more from the good batch? Because we could just work off of those.
Yeah, I think there's one from batch 17 left. Batch 16. 16 people, get out of the way!
Okay, Joey, honey, you're doing really good. All right, now I'm just going to need you to step to the port side. Remember how we talked about the port side?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No.
It's left, sweetie. But that's okay, that's a tough one.
I don't know why I don't just say left.
Okay, go to the left. The left.
Huh?
Just sit over there.
Okay. You're yelling again. See
no,
that?
No. Very quiet. Said with love. No.
Well, you know what? Since I'm here, I'm going to have me a little beer on the port side. See what I did there?
Okay, Joey, we're luffing a little bit, so will you tighten up the Cunningham?
He just said a bunch of stuff I don't know there.
Joey, come on! We just went over this!
Oh, you know, when we did that was when that bird was flying overhead with the fish in his mouth. Did you see it? It was gross.
No! All right, I did not see the bird. I did not see the fish. I did not see the piece of styrofoam that was shaped like Mike Tyson. I did not, because I was trying to teach you how to sail a boat, which obviously is an impossible thing to do.
All right, that's it. You're yelling, and I don't see you taking your top off. I quit.
What do you mean you quit? You can't quit.
Why not?
Because you're not finished yet, and I won't have it. Greens do not quit.
Greens? I'm a Tribbiani, and Tribbiani's quit.
Oh, my God. Wait, did I just said Greens don't quit, didn't I?
Yes, yes. Oh, you did, and you're still yelling at me.
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just yelling near you. Oh, God, Joey. Oh, I'm my father. Oh, my God, this is horrible. I've been trying so hard not to be my mother. I did not see this coming. Oh, Joey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just wanted you to learn.
Oh, yeah, I did learn.
Really?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, it's okay. I know what a mainsail is.
Yeah.
Huh? I know to duck when the boom comes across. I know port is right.
Left.
Damn it.
What are we going to do with all these cookies? Joey.
You know, I bet it would actually make my grandma really happy to know that we're trying to figure out her recipe. I bet she's looking up at us and smiling right now.
Looking up?
Oh, yeah. No, she was really nice to me, but she's in hell for sure. Well, I've tried everything. I give up. I guess I'm not going to be the mom who makes the world's best chocolate chip cookies. I do make the best duck confit with broccoli rabe. Kids love that, right?
Oh, Phoebe, come on. Isn't there any relative that would have the recipe? What about your sister?
Oh, no. I made a promise to myself that the next time I would talk to Ursula is over my dead body. And that's not happening till October 15th, 2032.
That's the day you're going to die? See? Darn it. I've got shuffleboard that day.
That's what you think. Well, I mean, what about friends of your grandmother's? Wouldn't they have the recipe?
Well, you know, I may have relatives in France who would know. My grandmother said she got the recipe from her grandmother, Nestlé Toulouse.
What was her name?
Nestlé Toulouse.
Nestlé Toll House?
Americans always butcher the French language.
Phoebe, is this the recipe? Yes! I cannot believe that I just spent the last 2 days trying to figure out that recipe, and it was my cupboard the whole time.
I know.
You see, it is stuff like this, which is why you're burning it out!
So you understand, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if you didn't tell people what happened. You know, I'm a little embarrassed about it.
I understand completely. There's nothing more horrifying than embarrassing yourself in front of your in-laws. As a matter of fact, when I started dating Judy, I was unemployed. And her father asked me what I did for a living, and I told him I was a lawyer.
What'd you do when they found out?
They never did. So if you ever see me giving them legal advice, just nod along. Shall we?
So, I guess we wear swimsuits in here.
Well, Joey, I hate to admit it. Your way of sailing is a lot more fun.
Yeah? Yeah. Hey, why don't you give a pull on that rope?
Oh, we're not sailing.
Just pull on it.
All right. Hey! Sandwiches!
What else? behind you.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
What? You don't hold it like that. You're letting all the good stuff fall out.
Oh. Oops.
Careful! You wasted good pastrami! Oh, my God. I'm my dad!